You're about to experience an Ule Tiger erotic audio. Please consider following me on Patreon for regular updates.
Heavens, there certainly are a plethora of establishments to choose from. Stunk and Zell described this street well in their reviews, but they failed to mention which brothel would be best for beginners.
Hey, cute little angel boy. Would our highly experienced elves be of any interest to you?
Good evening, ma'am. I don't know. I've never done this before.
Heroes log number one. Elves. Stunk wrote that they really know what they are doing down there, and rated them highly for their beauty and experience that only comes with age, while Zell showed disgust for them for the very same reasons. No accounting for taste, I suppose.
They do look lovely, though.
Oh, come on, honey. Wouldn't you want to bury your face in these huge tits?
Oh, my.
Don't bother with her. She would only break your heart.
Rodan.
Sarah.
Do as you like, little one. It would not be my fault were I too much woman for you.
Don't mind her, chickadee. She wouldn't be your type anyway. Name's Rodan, as you probably figured. And I've seen you meandering around Sucky Street all night. Yet, you haven't entered even one brothel. What gives, little fella?
I just am having some trouble choosing, that's all. There are many beautiful women, and me being from heaven, I've never seen this many species in one place before.
I hear you. Too much choice, huh?
Well, that, and I've never, you know.
Never.
I'm an angel. From heaven? What do you think?
Oh? Oh! I'll be damned. You're a virgin, ain't you? Whoa there. I'm only teasing. Get back down here.
That was mean.
Don't you fret. I can help you out. It's kinda a hobby of mine. All I ask is that after you do the deed, you tell me absolutely everything.
After I... Oh my. You're a pervert! There's a pervert here, everybody!
Would you quit your hollering? I'll have you know I am a connoisseur of literature. Ever since those two heroes stopped posting their reviews on the tavern wall, I've been itching for a good story. Lord knows half the folks that visit these parts can't even read or write. I'm starving for a good read here!
Wait. Do you mean Stunk and Zell?
Shoo, you know of them?
Hell yeah! I mean, indeed, I am a huge fan of their writings. It is the number one reason I fell to Earth. I wish to retrace their steps and truly immerse myself in the pleasures of the flesh.
Well, heck, son. Any fan of theirs is a friend of mine. Truth is, I don't much care for visiting these places in person. I get my jollies out of a good read.
So, you want me to write you personal reviews of my carnal exploits?
Ha! This one gets it. And you know what? I have plenty of coin. I'm willing to fund your little romps if you're willing to dish.
Me? An interspecies reviewer? Intriguing! I will do my utmost.
I can't believe I found someone to pen me some quality smut. Atta boy! Cheers!
Just so you know, I'm not technically a boy.
Oh? You know, I thought you were a bit too pretty. Terribly sorry, ma'am. But Now that I look closer, well, I'll be darned.
Don't look too close. They're small anyway.
Say no more. Since you're a lady, I can tell that you need a gentle touch for your first time, huh?
Sure. Yes, I do.
I know just the two to help.
Two?
Welcome.
Goodness. They're so beautiful.
Howdy, girls. Let me introduce you to Lila.
Hi, Lo. Fuck. Hell.
Lila, here we got the cute and busted Bessie.
Moo.
She's not only the most popular sucky girl at the dairy farm, but I also hear she's got the sweetest milk. And this is... Buttercup.
Rodan.
Do you two know...
Hey there, darling. My, aren't you a cutie? We don't get many angels around these parts.
Heroes Log number 2. Minotaurs. They're known for their huge breasts, sweet milk, cute tails and ears, and... they're both wearing cowbells. Must be a thing with them, I don't know, but... My goodness. Their breasts are huge! I don't think I could even lift one.
Say, it seems... You brought us a freshie.
Ooh, you mean...
You got it. Fresh and virgin as new sheets. She's a good friend of mine, and I was hoping you two could take extra special care of her.
Rodan! I told you, I'm barely ready for one woman, let alone two!
Don't you worry, honey. We can make you feel ecstasy without taking your maidenhood. If that's what you're so worried about.
That's right! Just let us do all the work!
Really? You won't make fun of me for not knowing what I'm doing?
Of course not. I love taking care of freshies. Us Minotaurs are very motherly. In fact, the more motherly we are, the more milk we produce. Some of the other species can be so rough. Like those nasty tentacle creatures.
Sis, cut it out. No speciesism in the workplace.
Of course. Where are my manners? Now, if you would please follow us to the milking room, the fun can begin.
It's on me, Chickadee. Here you go, girls. Your coin.
Your coin is no good here, Rodan. Besides... This one, I will gladly do for free.
Whew, you know you're in for it when they won't even take your money. Well, have a blast. And don't forget, I want an extra read all about it tomorrow.
What are you... Hi, Lo. Rodan, wait!
Nope, you're ours for the night, sweetie. Enjoy your stay.
Oh, heavens.
Can I give you a kiss, cutie?
I would like that very much.
Good work, Bessie. You always know the best way to warm them up. This one needs a gentle touch.
Her lips are so soft. But does she know that her breasts are touching me?
She's staring at your tits, Bessie.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stare. They're just so...
Oh. okay? Did you want to touch them?
I could do that.
Oh, yes, honey. Hers are a little smaller than mine, but she loves having them played with.
Here. Here.
Oh. Well then, excuse me.
More.
Holy cow.
Don't you worry, Shug. Our breasts may be big, but we are very gentle with them.
What do you mean?
I don't think she knows what a tit job is.
Allow me to show you.
Oh, wait. I need to tell you something. I have a...
Did you really think we didn't know that you have a dick? I mean, it's been standing up this whole time.
Ooh, so the rumors about angels are true. Ooh, they really do have a dick and a pussy down there. Amazing. Guess we can't call you she now, huh?
That's my lady parts.
Lady parts? Honey, please call it your pussy. You might not get far in the bedroom if you keep using language like that.
You're touching my pussy. It's all wet and you're lifting up my balls to get to it. I feel funny.
Their dick is bobbing around like crazy. So utterly cute.
No, it's not. It's so lewd. I'm sorry.
Ooh, not at all, darling. Let me take care of that for you. My. It's so pink and full. You must really need a release, huh? I'll show you how I use my tits.
Oh, my heavens! Your tits, they're absolutely massive! I can't even see my... dick. You're swallowing it up.
Quit hogging them all to yourself, sis. I want a taste.
So, Rodan, this is where my review begins. The Minotaur girls were very enthusiastic when they worked as a team. While Buttercup bounced her huge tits around my dick, Dessie was sucking at the very tip of it like she was trying to milk me. The whole time, they were also touching each other. When Bessie would moan with a mouth full of my dick because her friend pulled on her nipples, oh, it would make my toes curl in ecstasy.
I bet you didn't imagine it would be so gentle like this.
Bessie, that feels...
Sis, I can't hold back. I'm so horny.
It's okay. Come here.
You wouldn't believe it, Rodan. These two busty beauties started kissing each other so passionately. their super-sized breasts pressed against each other, and Buttercup was being so forceful with Bessie. It was like she was trying to own her mouth. I have never seen anything so arousing in all of my life. I started to touch myself, too. But Buttercup noticed, and she told me off for being such a pervert.
My, my. So impatient, my angel.
Looks like they're feeling a little left out, sis. I want their cock in my mouth again.
And just like that, they started both blowing me at the same time. Bessie would expertly use her tongue on my balls and underside, using a finger to sometimes also tease my pussy. Buttercup showed she was very skilled with her mouth, too. She could take the whole thing into her throat. And they sometimes would be so overcome. They just had to kiss and touch each other, too. You two are so hot. They were beautiful. Bessie came, she squirted milk absolutely everywhere. I suddenly felt the urge to taste her.
Give our guest a taste, dear.
Yes, please, I want to.
Drink up, there's plenty. Yes, pinch my nipples too. It makes more come out. Oh, my nipple feels so good. I won't stop coming out. I'm covering you in my milk. Oh, God. Drink it all. Drink all my milk until your stomach is full, okay? Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Drink it. Drink it all.
Ooh, you're close, aren't you, Lila? Allow me to make you come. How would you like that?
It's so big. So much milk. Soft. Soft. I want...
Adorable. You want these milky boobs wrapped around your throbbing cock once again?
Yes, please. I want to come all over your huge tits.
Get off!
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh. It was overwhelming, Rodan. All my mind could think of was tits. I wanted them in my mouth, my hands around my cock, everywhere. They were so warm and soft. And Bessie's milk shot repeatedly down my throat, filling my stomach to bursting. I couldn't breathe with how good it all felt. I sucked greedily at her tits, making her come again and again. I was covered in her liquids, both from her tits and her pussy as she squirted all over me. And then, finally...
Oh,
going everywhere. I'm gonna come.
That's right, baby. Shoot it all out. All over my tits. Come on. Darling, you were amazing. Come back anytime. We'll gladly have you.
Come again. I hope you enjoyed your stay. Mom?
I had just come for the first time, and I hadn't even lost my virginity yet. Those two Minotaur girls really took care of me. I passed out for 2 hours after such an intense session. And they tucked me into bed and let me rest. Beautiful, busty, wet, and motherly. I give them 9 out of 10. So, what did you think?
This is a lot more detailed than I expected.
Oh, well, it seemed like you might have wanted...
No, it's perfect. I just might, need some alone time right now. You know, to peruse.
What? Oh...
Yeah.
Notices your bulge.
Get out.
I'll see you next week.
Out! just one thing, Chickadee.
Yes?
You have both?
Hi there. I'm Ule Tiger, and thank you for viewing episode 1 of my Interspecies Reviewers parody. If you enjoyed this, please consider supporting the project on my Patreon. I'd like to keep releasing these for free, but that takes green to pay my voice actors and sound designer. Alternatively, you can purchase the audio for this episode on my Gumroad to listen to whenever you like. And a special thank you to my producer, Konata Aoi, for supporting this project. Thank you for your support, sinners.